It's so good to worship with you, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, here with us today. The Canaanite woman. Somewhere on the borders of Galilee and the predominantly Gentile cities of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus meets this unnamed woman from Canaan. Both communities to whom Jesus and the woman belong are enemies against each other. The Gentile woman is considered outside of God's grace. Could she be like the woman with a sign standing by the side of the road you always see on your way home from work asking for money to feed her hungry and sick children at home? Or perhaps she is like the immigrant single mother who works two low-paying jobs to provide basic needs for her family here in the United States and send money to care for mom and dad back home. This mother, for a very long time, she's been looking for relief for her daughter she loves. She's been desperate. Have you been there? Have you been there, desperate, caring for a son or daughter or parent? What does she want from Jesus? She shouts, she goes after the source of mercy she believes will restore her daughter to her former playful and joyful self. This mother that we heard in today's gospel has tried everything. Healers, herbs, you name it, she has tried it. Until she boldly challenges this one she believes. Don't ask her how she does, how she knows she believes to be the son of David, the promised one to Israel, her people's enemy. Who revealed this truth to her? A Gentile, someone outside of God's mercy. This woman, a Canaanite, she calls into question the claim to exclusivity of God's love for a certain group of people. She is persistent in seeking justice and mercy, not for herself, but on behalf of her daughter. Maybe, friends in Christ, faith is not passive, but active. The God she believes in is a God of justice, even if Jesus needs some persuading in this text. She is persistent, and she is included in God's promises. There are enough crumbs, to use this tenacious mother's words, There are enough crumbs in God's mercy and saving grace for the inclusion and justice God offers for everyone, including her. Brother, sister in Christ, God has mercy on all people, even for those sons and daughters whose story does not conclude in physical healing, like the one in today's gospel lesson. If you remember one thing of my message today, remember this. One of the points here is this woman makes herself vulnerable, seeking justice for the sake of the other. Again, Jesus, this woman makes herself vulnerable, seeking justice for the sake of the other. My work as a mission developer pastor for a New Start faith community in Spanish, we are calling vecinos, which is the word for neighbors in Spanish, has taken me to groups of Latino people, primarily from Mexico, here in our community. With the current political state of our country, these brothers and sisters feel vulnerable and afraid. Early this year, mothers and fathers feared deportation and separation from their children. Local organizations, including Lutheran Community Services Everett Family Support Center and Familias Unidas, which you're familiar with, and yours truly were able to offer support to this vulnerable population. Through the work I'm doing, these brothers and sisters receive prayers, were comforted with God's promise throughout the Bible to protect the foreigners, the orphaned, and widows. In other words, those on the margins. We, as part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and motivated by biblical texts like the story of the Canaanite woman, believe everyone is included in God's promises. And so seeking justice for our neighbors and to stand with those on the margins is God's calling to everyone. Believe me, I'm finding out this is both slow and persistent work. Because when these brothers and sisters have heard crushing words like, "You don't belong here. Go back to your country." It's difficult to trust and believe that God loves them, that God cares. But it's also difficult to believe that clergy and people like me and the ELCA stand with them in solidarity because of God's saving work in Jesus Christ. Regardless, these are hardworking people, brothers and sisters just like you. There is a group of tenacious moms studying to get their GED and learn English for themselves and their children. There is another group called Natural Leaders at Horizon Elementary School that get together to advocate for their children's learning. People of God are our Savior's Lutheran Church. I want to thank you for your prayers, for Faith Lutheran and Vecinos and your partnership. Our God is God of all people. A call to justice and mercy on behalf of another takes you and me to care and seek justice for the most vulnerable among us, takes you and me. You are a child of God and included in God's promises of mercy and grace. May you be motivated with the Canaanite woman's vulnerability to seek justice for those on the margins as together we seek to follow our crucified and risen Lord, who took to the cross the hurts of the world, and in his resurrection promised new life to everyone. And God's children say, Amen.